This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
No problem.
Okay. Hi. This was probably the best performance of the season and a very good result as well. How did you see the game?
Yes, I have to say that it's there on the top, really. If not the best, is one of the best. First half, clear, was our best half this season, because we did it, the players, they did it brilliant. Was almost a complete, really, performance in the first half. Of course, it was crucial the moment that we scored the goal, but the first 20-25 minutes, we did create so many dangerous moments around their box, some inside the six-yard box as well, some very good moments for us to score in the end the game. And we're really solid as a team. We define really well the moments to press a little bit more IDM, and other moments to be solid in the middle block. The trigger for the pressure did work really well. We clearly blocked them inside, and the moments that Timothy and Robinson, they jump out wide to press them, did work really well. And of course, from that moment after, we know that winning that balls, we are really dangerous side as well to punish the opposition sides. Because that I'm saying that was almost a complete performance, the first half, with a crucial moment to score the goal. Of course, it was really important too, the way we scored two quick goals second half and almost killed the game. And after you manage the game throughout the minutes during the second half, a bit more fatigued the last 10 minutes, but as a whole, great performance for us, really on the top. Collective performance, really, really good. It's difficult to mention just one or two players, because some players, wow, what a performance, some of them. And well deserved, the 3 points clear, well deserved against a very good side. The way they won last week and what they have been doing so far this season show that. They were to win a 4-0 away from home against Villa. Was like a statement for them in the fight to the Champions League, but we knew that we are going to face a really brave team the way they play. But tonight we knew as well that we have to be, if not braver than them, at least at the same level, and we did it. And the players, they executed really well the plan. I have to mention the fans, because the noise was really good at Crevet Culture tonight. What a performance again. Unfortunately, he was feeling a little bit tired in one of the legs, a little bit in the hamstring as well, and it was a moment for us to not take risks with him. But what a performance again. Of course, it's difficult to mention just him, because I have to mention Timo and Robinson, for example, because they were two fullbacks tonight. They did it brilliant. João, again in our 11, was a great performance from him again. And all the others, the two central defenders, it's difficult to mention just one, but of course, when a striker score again and score two goals, I understand the question. And as you said, it's not just because the goals, the way he's been improving and the hard work that he's putting every single week from the beginning of the season. I have to say the first season that he was with us as well is paying off right now. And it's a great feeling for me as a manager. First, because I pushed the football club to buy him two years ago when I first joined the club. I myself and my staff, of course, I saw something in him that I felt that was the right player to join our football club. First season was okay for him, I have to say, was a good one. Unfortunately, last season didn't work out for him. But from the pre-season, we felt that he was going in the right direction with some injuries that stopped a little bit and blocked a little bit his development as a football player. And after, you have to show the passion. When you're a football player, sometimes some moments that you feel, okay, he's being tough, you cannot give up. And he never gave up. Even in some moments that he was not even involved in the squad list, he was always working really hard. And the reality that when a chance came, he stepped in. And this is the most important thing in a football player. I'm really pleased for him. He deserves all the credits for what he's been achieving. But the good thing that I keep seeing so many things for him to improving, to work with him, to develop. Much more to come from him for sure.
Yeah, just on Vinicius, he looks like really enjoying himself as well. That's probably the most important thing. It's like that. The confidence is obviously coursing through him at the moment.
Yes, it's true. I was with him now before I came here, and he was there with the award from the man of the match tonight, and he was saying to me that he was waiting almost 3 years for that. But the reality that is much more to come from him, and much more to fight for it. Okay, he doesn't need this type of individual awards. He needs to score goals, and if he doesn't score goals, he needs to help the team in a different way. But for all of us to have, and for Fulham Football Club, for me as a manager, to have a player, of course, is always important. And as you know, we have always a big influence on all the players that join our football club in the last 2 years and a half. To have a player like him to work with and to keep developing him, because 22 years old player is a great feeling. And of course, we are here to help him to keep improving, at the same time to demand him more and more from him, because I know that he's capable to do more.
Guys, I'm going to take last two questions, one here and one here.
Well, congrats on the win today. Not to look too far ahead, but obviously for the rest of the season, I presume that the goal is to finish top half. Do you feel like you have the foundations of the team at this moment in time? Like we've seen you beat Spurs, Arsenal, Manchester United this season. Do you think you have the foundations of the team now, that if you have a shrewd summer with signings, that they could push on and really target European places next season?
We have to focus in this season. We are one of the season is being really good again. We, of course, from the beginning of the season, the target was clear to try to improve and to do our best to improve what we did last season. Of course, for this club to be recognized as a Premier League club definitely is crucial for us. It's crucial for the club, but it's something that we have. Normally, we don't speak about it. We speak always about much more than it. Of course, we are realistic. We know what type of teams that we are playing against, and that the competition is really hard. But we have the ambition, and from the first moment of the season, we get our standards there to try to improve what we did last season. It's going to be really tough, but it's there open for us to fight for. Of course, in terms of consistent, in some moments of the season, we had a little bit lack of it because, like last week, was a game that really hurts ourselves the way we lost the game, because clearly we deserve more, and we showed that we are capable to win that game in a tough place to play against Wolves away from home. And these type of moments, if you create a little bit more and if you get more consistent in terms of results and focus and concentration in some moments of the game, we are going to achieve better results. About next season, we have to wait. We have really many points to fight for, and I don't want no one thinking in the next season if this season not finished. We have many things to fight for still.
Final question now here. Just
Hi, Mark. I could see Raul Jimenez back in the side today. Imagine he won't get in the side quite so easily as he thought beforehand with Munoz's form. Is that something you really relish as a manager to have the competition between?
Yes, I have to say that right now, and is a good thing for us, and show the work that we have been doing, and of course the way the players we take care of the players, and the players they take care of themselves as well, is a great feeling right now in this moment of the season when we had a really tough and busy December, busy January as well. To have all our squad available for the matches the last two weeks is a great feeling for me and for us. Not just the work of the staff or the players, the medical staff as well, all the people around the club, that is really important to give all the conditions for them to perform. And it's difficult for me to leave some players out of the squad list this evening, for example. players like Issa and Balo Touré and Armando Broga, they were not in the squad list, and it's difficult to let them out of the squad list, but the competition is really hard right now, and is a good, probably you are performing so well because much more competition during the week, and of course good for me, more headache for me to decide, but good one as well. And about Raul, Rodrigo and Armando, of course, and Bobby even, that can play around that areas as well, is going to be tough for them to keep the place, first of all, to keep not just the place in the 11, the squad list as well, but at the end is going to be very good for Fulham Football Club for sure.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.